Four new council members and two who were re-elected by voters to the 9-member board on November 5th held their first meeting of the new term last night in Boulder. KGNU's Ros Brown says in addition to agenda items, the meeting also required the selection of Boulder's new mayor, which was not without considerable controversy.
Six city council members took the oath of office in a short ceremony at City Hall on Tuesday morning. Newcomers Rachel Fran, Junie Joseph, Adam Swetlick, and Mark Wallach joined Aaron Brockett and Bob Yates, who were re-elected by voters to second terms. During the public comment portion of the meeting, there was no shortage of ideas about what the new council should tackle. Valerie Sirachi was up first.
I feel that after 22 years of watching and participating in local politics, this past election cycle was noticeably different, almost like watching progressive liberals versus progressive conservatives. So let me start by saying that's not how I think of Boulder, and that's not how I see the future of Boulder.
Hi there, everyone. My name is John Carroll. I live on Quala Drive in Boulder. I'm here on behalf of the South Boulder Creek Action Group and all of my friends and neighbors in the Fraser Meadows neighborhood. And the CU South Flood Mitigation Project is incredibly important to us.
Good evening. I'm Nicole Perlman, and I live in Boulder. I wanted to just quickly bring up two issues that are really important to me as council starts the new session here. The first is the issue of the homeless in Boulder. I think in a town as, to use the word, wealthy, with so many privileges that we have, it's just horrifying to me that we can't do more about that. The second issue that's of concern to me is how we treat immigrants.
Following public comment, it was time for council members to choose who should be the next mayor and mayor pro tem. Ahead of the meeting, only Sam Weaver had expressed his interest to succeed Suzanne Jones as mayor, and Bob Yates said he was interested in the role of mayor pro tem. But when the slate was announced, things got a little uncomfortable. In the run-up to the election, Yates, Brockett, Friend, and Joseph were supported by the groups Better Boulder and Boulder Progressives. Swetlick and Wallach were endorsed by Plan Boulder County, the slow-growth advocacy group. Founder of Boulder Progressives, Mason Moyer, thought the majority should prevail, noting that the five candidates supported by the progressive group received more votes than the two supported by Plan Boulder.
And I think this election, in general, we had a resounding vote for progressive values and forward thinking, because we've been hearing about this for several years, right? That the loudest voice in the room wins. Well, we're here and we would like to see representation.
Mark Gelbrand and others felt it was inappropriate for two white men to hold both positions.
So I would say, as you consider mayor and mayor pro tem, the notion that two of the most privileged white men on the council, that you consider the rest of the community.
Ultimately, council members were not swayed by the public comments, and council member Mirabai Nagel made a motion to support Weaver and Yates.
We're sitting here talking about white males. I'm guessing you two have pretty different backgrounds. You guys have pigmentation that you can't help, and you have genders that you can't help, but you're being lumped into the white male. So for us to be lumping you as white males is just, I'm sorry, I've had it. It's obnoxious. You have completely different backgrounds.
Aaron Brockett also weighed in.
Mirabai, I just have to respond a little bit. I mean, I do feel like as a white male, that role carries a great deal of privilege that I and I think the rest of us have benefited from enormously throughout the course of our lives. But it obviously doesn't, it's not everything. And I do think that the two gentlemen in front of us tonight will do a good job in those leadership roles.
Following the vote, Weaver outlined how he will approach being mayor.
The main reason that I wanted to be mayor this year was to facilitate conversations within council and with the community. Boulder's residents and businesses have many different diverse values and aspirations for the future, and some of those conflict with each other. And we on council are each representatives of the whole community, which elected each of us. In the best world, we will treat each other with respect, collegiality, and kindness as we shape the policies of our community.
For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.